February 26, 2012. I'm here in Honolulu, Hawaii with Nick, whom I just met right on the ocean front. So Nick, today we're seeking out people for, as I mentioned, from the CosmicClash.com, and it's a website that we're doing, and we wanted to get everyone's input on, you know, what you believe you're here for and what your life is for is one of the questions. And Nick, what do you believe that your life is for?
I think my life is just to, it's a harsh word, but I would say serve. You know, life is about sacrifice. The most important part of life is sacrifice. It's easy to do what you want to do, you know, but it's hard to do what other people need you to do and what your family needs you to do. So I'd say serve, and that's, you know, that's the most humble thing, to serve. You know, it's a harsh word, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's well, like, spoken, like, you know, serve. Yeah, we are here to serve.
We're
here to
serve.
Yeah, you know. I feel that. We're here to serve for ourselves and
exactly.
You know, our flesh and bones, and make whatever we need to make possible to live a very, you know, happy
life. Easy to do,
life.
You know. It's easy to do what you want to do, or, you know, what's easiest, yeah. But, you know.
And, like, I don't know about you, but to me, money is not happiness, and that's not what, you know.
So
I think it's within yourself and your relationship with, you know,
you and whatever is
other souls that you interact
that being
with.
Inside of,
yeah,
you, you know?
exactly. Now, Cosmic Clash is powered by music. The creator of it, he's very passionate, which is Mike Coda, and he's very passionate about what, you know, what he listens to, what he, you know, he produces and stuff like that. And, you know, so generally Cosmic Clash is based on music, and I want to now ask you, what are your musical influence, and why does music relate to the life that you live right now?
There's a song that goes through my head every day, and I don't pick it, you know. It's like the theme for the day, you know. And I wake up, and that's how my day is, you know.
Yeah.
It might be jumping in a car and listening, you know, as soon as the song comes on, that's the theme for my day. But I think what influences me is just, it would be hard to put into words, man. It's the lack of writer's block. Because I write, you know, I try to write a verse of hip-hop music every day. And sometimes I get over it. Sometimes it turns into 3 or 4 pages. And it's the lack of writer's block. It's like sometimes I don't have enough time to put what I really feel into what I'm trying to say. But I don't know, man. It's hard to explain.
As a musician myself,
I love music and I feel music.
It's every day.
And I might want to write about something, but I don't feel that way, so I have to, you know, write. I'll force myself to write about something, and when I'm done with that, I'll write about what I really feel. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's great. So, I mean, what are you, who's your influence? Who,
right now,
growing up, who inspired you to?
Oh, everything, you know? from old school jazz to modern, I guess you'd call it new wave, although it's not new wave anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
New wave, definitely, but psychedelics, you know, just not drugs, but psychedelic feelings and sounds and visuals, and, you know, that's always inspired me. But just good music, man, melodies, you know, melodies.
Sweet.
I don't want to hear something that don't got a good melody to it.
So
life is melody.
Yeah. So okay. So I'm gonna, you know, list you as an upcoming rapper, artist.
Bam.
You know what I'm saying? How do you want people to know you? Like, you know, what. What is going to be your one thing once you get that hook going and flowing, like the way you need to be?
That's the feeling. Perfect. You just said it. The perfect wording right there is once you get that hook going, because everybody has a niche and everybody has
a lack.
But what I'm trying to say is everybody does something better than somebody else.
Exactly.
And once you can find that exactly, people attach to that and they say, hey, he does that better.
Yeah.
He makes me feel that better. Some people are party people. Some people are sad people. Some people are happy people, but like you said, the hook. What's going to hook the person in and bring them in? Yeah. That's where I'm at,
yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, right here in the heart. That's where
anybody
you want to pierce
it. Anybody can put words over music.
Yeah, anybody.
But it's all about a hook. Like you said it, man. It's all about a hook and attracting somebody and making them feel what you're
there's
trying to do.
There's a lot of, you know, in my opinion, with all due respect, I know.
Damn, you see that right there?
There's a lot of crappy music out there, you know,
horrible
that's way
music,
mainstream,
man.
You know. And
horrible music.
There's no meaning. It's about, you know, like.
There hasn't been any good music for the last 5-6 years, man.
It's about, you know, like. Dirty sex, you know, treating,
exactly.
You know,
shock factor,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know,
shock
it's or it's about, you know, having so much money and, you know, pimping so much hoes.
That's what I'm
you
saying,
know, or,
man.
I mean,
and
in rock, not in just
no,
rap,
no, no,
even in rock, it's fucking
exactly.
It's glam,
you know,
rock, you know. Like,
I was just telling my little brother, it's the music, what people are singing about, I can't relate to it. I can't relate to driving around in a Lamborghini and smacking a fucking.
Yeah.
Hose ass.
Yeah, 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 right.
I can't relate to that.
You get your
you
ass
know?
Fucking slapped if you did that. You know what I'm saying? We're
exactly.
Living in the real life,
like,
you know?
Like,
we struggle.
Like me and my little brother, we were talking specifically Jay-Z and Kanye West, niggas in Paris. Like, I can't relate to niggas in Paris. I ain't a nigga in Paris. I'm a nigga
man.
In Hawaii trying to sell some weed.
Well,
come on. I don't know what it's like whipping a Porsche around the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I don't
want to
know
exactly,
what it's like.
Exactly. Well, I mean, for the Cosmic Clash, this is gonna be.
I like the whole concept.
You know,
bro,
this
Cosmic
is
Clash.
Yeah, this is gonna be probably one of my favorite and best interviews so far. And I want to thank you very much, Nick, for you know, being honest,
great
and movie. Thank you again for that awesome.
Partaking of the partaking.
Yes, I really appreciated that especially. but anyway, okay, well, this is Mona, Honolulu, Hawaii, February 26th, again, just in case you didn't hear the first time, 2012, signing off at 7:03 p.m.